You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Take one.
Knock, knock.
Who dares?
We're Steven and Dana, and we can't believe you found our fucking podcast.
Our podcast.
We're so glad you're listening to it. We would never listen to it.
I don't even want to listen to it to edit it.
I don't even want to wake up in the morning.
We're Steven and Dana, and we're
in the room.
Who? Guns N' Roses?
And then you can start at any time.
Secret guest? Can't be talking yet. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Steven.
We're both figuring out what we've done since we last saw each other, right? Well, saw each other, in quotation.
Right, because
I saw you,
last
6 hours ago.
Yeah.
But let's see. I went to James Jackson's show at the Duplex.
Oh, how was it?
It was incredible.
Past,
storytelling.
Past guest.
Past guest of the Black Ups. He can tell a goddamn story, and I was there for it. I was there.
You guys, I did yoga like 3 times.
Penny wants to maybe go to yoga with you.
What? With me?
Yeah, because she can't find a good studio in her neighborhood.
Okay, the last class I took, called Raise the Vibration, it was a teacher swap out. What do you call those? Like a substitute teacher? Teacher swap out. So we had a substitute teacher. I do edit this too.
Not that part she doesn't.
So we had a substitute teacher, and he sounded like Jerry Stiller. He was in his late 40s. He was like, and then you get the fucking bolster. What? That is not relaxing.
I saw War Paint.
And feedback?
First of all, I was sitting row E on the aisle, not unlike a certain Miss Karen Richards of All About Eve. That's the row. If you're in row E, you're someone, you're something.
I'm so happy for you.
You're the wife of the writer. It was, first of all, costumes. I love a good costume. I love a good costume. We'll get to good costumes. But there are two legends on that stage.
Well, the commercials won't let you forget it.
And sounding pristine.
Pristine Lottie.
Christine ever saw.
I didn't even use. Let's use someone from LAPD Blue instead of
Christine Eversole.
The person who's in the show we're talking about.
It's just, I don't care. Like, that alone is something you should see. If you can see not one, but two ladies of that caliber go at it for 2.5 hours together, you go.
Oh, I have a Google alert that says stop it with the cake. Because my roommate bakes cakes, and so every night of the week, I have whatever my dinner is, and then a piece of double chocolate cake. It's a blessing and a curse.
Like
to have someone Bette
Midler
makes
going into the freezer, and looking at the postcard, and closing it and going out to eat instead. Yeah. Dinner? By yourself? See?
Can I say something?
Of course.
Please. Okay. So I recorded First Wives Club on VHS when I was in, sixth grade. So that's the one I watched.
Mm-hmm.
And then within the last 5 years, I saw it on TV or on a DVD. There are things that I missed because TV cut it out.
Sure.
For commercial.
Commercial break.
I'm was so upset. And then I was thinking about, like, what are the other things that I've missed of, like, Milo and Otis?
My first copy of First Wives Club was, like, a duped copy onto a VHS from a Laserdisc. So halfway through the movie, it just goes blue and it says, change Laserdisc. And then you have to just, like, fast forward for a few minutes. And then it picks back up.
Aaron and I are just, you know, we're temporarily sort of kind of, you know, just a little bit, we're separated.
Separated.
Separated?
Separated.
Speaking of Bette Midler.
She's here.
You guys, we have Bette Midler with us. No, we have, can you say your name? Because I'm not actually correct. I don't think I'm correct.
Bette Midler.
Yep.
Hi guys, it's Haley Pachoon.
Pachoon?
Yeah, like a sneeze.
Like a sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
Pachoon.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Like
thank
a
you.
P apostrophe.
Pachoon.
Pachoon, yeah.
I forget what that's called and it's in my crossword all the time when you get rid of letters and put in an apostrophe for no reason.
Oh,
God
yeah.
God damn it.
I didn't pay attention in English class. Language, English,
I think it's,
diction.
Oh, it's something really cute,
oh, my goodness.
Too.
I have a good First Wives Club story.
Go.
So I made my Broadway debut when I was 12 in The Sound of Music, and my mom and I lived here in Midtown, and we had this little tiny apartment, and we thought that the cable wasn't working at all. So we had a VHS player, and there was a Blockbuster around the corner, which is now the Bank of America on, I think, like 51st and 8th.
I know it well.
Mm-hmm.
That was my Blockbuster. So
I think I remember when that was a Blockbuster.
Oh, it's so good. They used to have
I
like,
do,
a little drop.
Because Danny Lincoln lived right there. Yep.
So we got a VHS of First Wives Club and probably like one other thing, and we would watch it every single night because we had no TV. So that was all we did. And then come to find out, all we had to do was plug in the cable and we had TV.
Great.
But that was like, I would say a good month and a half of just watching First Wives Club every single night. On VHS.
What a foundation for a young 12-year-old.
It's perfect. Girl power.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dropping the rings and the champagne.
Who did you play in The Sound of Music?
I was the standby for Louisa and Brigida.
Great.
Thank you.
Well done.
I also have a reminder on my phone for to not eat certain things, so I feel your pain. Mine is mostly it pops up in the morning. It will say, make skinny choices today.
Make skinny choices. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. Also, I have another one that pops up randomly throughout the month that said, if you had to be on TV in a bra, could you? You gotta stay tight.
You've got to be carefully taught.
Oh, thanking you.
So what are your eating habits as a Broadway performer? That's an actual question I have.
Oh,
it's a good segue.
Yeah,
here.
Well, before I came here, I had some nachos from Blue Maize, which if you haven't had Blue Maize, you must.
I love Blue Maize.
It's so good. Their chips and guac are the best things in the world.
Come on. Blue Corn Moon.
But, like, for breakfast this morning, I had a kale and spinach smoothie with peanut butter and bananas and chocolate protein powder. And some chia seeds. That was my breakfast with an apple and cookie butter.
And we're seeing you on a two-show day.
Tis true.
This is between cheers.
And then, like, tonight, well, I'll finish my Blue Maize during Act 2, because we don't do too much in Act 2. The boys do a lot. So we usually have dinner, all of us girls, during Act 2. And then I'll go home and chow down on a bag of Skinny Pop.
Good girl.
Yeah.
I love popcorn.
It's so good. But Skinny Pop specifically is, like, my weakness.
Really?
Yeah.
I like to do it on the stove.
Oh, yeah.
Just get those kernels.
Get some olive oil in there.
And then you zhuzh.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to say that you are in Hello, Dolly.
Oh, yeah, I'm in Hello, Dolly.
I mean, that's the show.
Speaking of beautiful costumes.
Yes.
Tony winning.
Tony winning beautiful costumes.
Santa Loquasto is the best. He's so kind.
What was that fitting like?
Hours and hours and hours and hours and days and days. I mean, like, there were multiple times I would have a 2 or 3 hour fitting. I think I have, like, 6 or 7 costumes. I should know this.
And do people take care of you? Like, doing theater, not on Broadway, you have to take care of your own shit and, like, hang your own clothes and pick up after your own goddamn self and make sure your own props are on a table. Do you have to do any of that?
No. So we have people who do that for us. We have dressers who, we have someone who just does the laundry specifically. There's like two sets of laundry.
Next
two
to
or
a
three.
Tenor, a wardrobe woman is the touchiest thing in show business.
Mm-hmm. So, but we have amazing dressers who like, you know, help us get into our clothes, which we literally cannot get into them if we did not have a dresser. There's snaps and buttons and hooks that we just can't
reach.
It's
a period piece. Come on.
It's not so. I'm always jealous of people like Andrea Van Hansen. I'm like, you get to wear jeans and a t-shirt. But then again, they have to wear jeans and a t-shirt, and we get to wear, like, beautiful clothes. So.
I thought about that during Warm Paint, actually. I was sitting there, and I was, like, so poor because my check hadn't cleared yet. I was so hungry, and I was kind of, I was, like, just off. And I was watching. I was like, no matter, like, if I was in this show, I could be the same amount of hungry, the same amount of poor, but no one would know.
No one knows.
And for 2.5 hours, I would be, like, this fancy, elite New York thing. Continue.
That is the best part about, like, going to a show is because no one knows, like, what's happening backstage is a whole other show, which I think is the best show, as you guys know. It's like you've got your little moments with certain people where always do a dance right here, and, you know, I always give this person a high five. That's someone's voice. I don't know whose, but yeah.
Bette's.
Bette's voice, yeah.
Does she just arrive via helicopter on stage, or does she partake in any, like, of the winks backstage?
Well, you
does
just
she know
saw
you?
It.
Do you high-five her between takes?
Does she give you little, like, guns, like, good job, guys?
Every once in a while, we have, like, two very minuscule moments where she'll, like, give us a little, like, face as we're running like crazy people during the dancing number, just to, like, say hi. And then there's another moment right before the polka where she looks off stage right, and I'm right there with my partner, Jess, and she, like, does another little, and we make a little face at her. But she's on stage the whole time, so we don't ever get to interact with her. And we didn't know, like, when Donna Murphy came into the show, if how that would be different. Like, if we would see Donna more, if we would see her less, we just didn't know. And it's truly that character is just on stage all the time. We never see them. So, yeah.
Great.
Live your dreams.
Yeah.
So, how did you get Hello, Dolly?
Do you
have to campaign for that shit? Or were you plucked?
I just got an appointment, and I auditioned, and...
What did you sing?
I actually don't know. It was so long ago, I don't remember. But I had to sing Elegance because they were looking at me for a Minnie Faye and Ermengarde cover, which I'm doing. And so I had to sing that little ditty. I know I sang something else for my book, but I have no idea what it was.
Have you gone on in either of those roles yet?
I went on for Minnie a few weeks ago, and then I'm on next week for a full week.
What dates?
I don't know when this comes out, but it is the very last week of September. So that's when I'm on.
Fantastic.
All 8 shows.
That's incredible.
Ermengarde.
Well, this is Minnie Faye. Oh. But I do play Ermengarde sometimes.
Ermengarde.
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 But you've seen it.
I have.
Your thumb was just featured on our Instagram.
I mean, I don't know if you had
any
pull in that.
It wasn't your thumb. Was it?
It was my thumb.
Yeah, it was your thumb.
Yeah.
It was my thumb.
Yep.
Wow, that was a day for me.
I was proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I thought of you because we, as a cast, got invited to her Halloween party, which I know you've been to.
I was there last year, and it was the greatest night of my life.
Which now I need to know everything of what to expect.
Honey! Okay. Are you performing?
No.
You're not performing. You're
Thank us. We are not performing.
You guys just have a table?
I think so. I'm not paying for it. I don't have that kind of money.
That's incredible.
Man. You have to be in costume.
What are you wearing?
Yes. I'm going to wear a gown from Sachin and Bobby. I wear a lot of their gowns and dresses and stuff for red carpets and openings. It's gorge. And then
you
I might wear a wig.
You are stunner on the red carpet.
Thank you.
I just gag.
I like dressing up. I'm going to do like a floral thing because the theme is Garden of Earthly Delights.
It sure is.
It's a terrifying photo. Invite. You did?
Yeah.
Are you going?
No, not this year.
Oh.
Because I'm still coming down off of last year.
Yes.
I can't top it.
What was last year's theme? Because
she
went as Winifred. She
went as Winifred. It was like witches and warlocks. Yeah. And it was at... It was
Waldorf.
The Waldorf of Astoria. And this year it's at St. John
it's,
Divine.
Yeah, that church.
Divine.
Mm-hmm.
And Dita Von Teese will be there.
I know. I'm so excited. She is one of my favorite celebrities.
Really?
I have, like, weird celebrities. If I meet them, I get really nervous. Like, I got to meet Neil deGrasse Tyson. He came to the show. And I was losing my mind. Everyone else is like, that's cool. And I was like, no, you don't
understand.
And I got a photo with him. I was, like, nervous to ask for a photo. And
how cute are you?
But, like, Dita Von Teese is on that list. I'm so excited to see her. And to see her perform.
You've got to look really closely because some of the celebrities are really dressed up. I was dancing with Marc Jacobs and I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was in a bodybuilder outfit and he was a woman.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, you look weird. Let's dance. And then I was like, oh, Marc Jacobs is in there somewhere. Like,
yeah.
I see you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just, no one's behind a red velvet rope.
Yeah, you're all there together.
You can just go up to Ellen Alda and be like, I love you.
Fierce.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like everyone is at the party. Everyone's at the party.
And you're not going?
I can't this year.
Oh, Dana.
Because I would have to pay for it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to do an every other year situation.
Great.
I've had my bet fail this year with Hello Dolly.
Yes. And then next year will be Halloween.
Sure.
And then the year after that, who knows?
But oh my God, I'm rethinking this now that you're going to be there.
I know. I'll have to text you my.
If anyone wants to give me $650,
we accept
for
donations.
A seat at the table so I can experience Halloween with.
We're making a Kickstarter.
Haley.
Yeah,
Haley.
Make it $1,300. I want to go.
Is that real? That's real.
What? If we can raise $1,300 through the podcast?
Yeah.
Well, so far, our only donation has been for $25 from Grandma Polly.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Which
really
is
well.
Really sweet. It paid for the cable for our microphone.
That is very kind.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grandma Polly.
We love her.
Oh,
I can't wait to meet her.
Such a night. But you do big, like, night things like that all the time.
Yeah, but
or
this
sometimes.
This will be really exciting, I think.
I
think because, like, all the costumes making it weird and, like,
everyone's in drag.
Yeah.
It's not a premiere. It's a fucking Halloween
everyone
party.
Just gets to have a party instead of, like, you know, like, a Tony after party is fun because it's a party. But, like, we're all in
still
our own
working.
Clothes. Yeah.
And it's a fundraiser and you just feel good cleaning up New York at this time.
Is the food
time.
Good?
The food is amazing. The food is astounding.
Oh, gosh.
And if you want to, steal the decorations, do it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What were
the
they
The person
left?
I was with.
Oh, like the centerpieces?
Anything. I have legs.
No.
That were in the centerpiece. I have a whole bunch of shit.
Do the Gilbertsons know that you have these? I feel like they would
I
need
do.
One in their home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Allie Gilbertson.
Hey, Allie.
Yes.
Frickin' Sue.
We haven't done first impressions.
I know. I was thinking that, too. There wasn't a good stopping point, but you just found
it. Now there is.
Mm-hmm.
Something we do on our podcast is called First Impressions. So what was your first impression of Steven? If you can remember.
I can't remember, because we met so long ago.
It was a long time ago, and then we didn't see each other for
I know.
Most of it.
Yeah. But recently, when I re-saw you,
yes.
It was just I remembered how fun you were. Truth.
It made me, because I knew I saw you in Sunday in the Park
when
I first moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that we had taken a photo and that it was awful.
Really?
So it made
was
me...
Was I on? Or was it like...
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I know that we took a photo and it was terrible, so I dug through...
Oh my God.
Something, and I found it and I sent it to Dana.
I have to see this.
I'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's awful because you can't see either of us.
Why?
Because I think we're standing in front of the poster and it's backlit so poorly.
Oh,
yeah.
We're just
that it's
shadows.
Just arms.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, do I now have to do yours?
Now do me.
It was, again, so long ago, but I feel like I was just nervous because, like, you guys were all such good friends. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just want to make a good impression, you know? So I was probably just, like, nervous to meet you.
Yeah, it must have been 2008 because
sure.
You were dating someone that I went to college with.
Yeah.
So then when I moved here, we kind of met his New York group.
Which I love all of them. And, like, they're the greatest people.
Yeah.
And I love that I'm still friends with all of you guys.
And now I don't even know where he is, but I love you. Like, I got to keep you.
That's okay. He's great, too.
Yay.
But, I'm excited I got to keep you guys, too.
Yes.
It's, like, such a good group. I ran into Drew the other day, speaking of group. I just, like, saw him on the street.
Did you?
It was good, and Eric called me yesterday.
He's nailing it.
I know. Everyone's nailing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last time we saw each other was at Eric's show at Juilliard.
Correct.
And, yeah, together.
All three of us.
And then I saw you at Allie's going away party.
That's right. And I was three sheets on top of sheets.
I came very, very late to the party.
You did.
So.
And I usually feel really tired at some point and then just find a corner and go to sleep.
Yeah, you had a nice little nap. But I woke you up from your nap.
100%. And I thought I was dreaming you because I don't see you
I
ever.
Know. And I'm sure my hair being as blonde, you know,
yes.
Just like looked
and you were in
crazy.
Like little leggings. And you were like, hi! And it was maybe like 1 a.m. And I woke up. I mean, everyone's partying and I'm just like, I'm old.
Story of my
life. And I was
life.
Like, hi, Haley. And then I probably went back to sleep.
I think you did, yeah. It was perfect.
Dana is that person that cares so much that you're there, genuinely.
Oh,
but
oh
cares
my God.
Just
oh,
a
yeah.
little
like,
bit more that she's tired.
No,
it's
I'm exactly the same
it's
way.
It's what my body has to do.
You have to sleep.
Must.
Yes. I'm exactly the same way. I need sleep, and I love sleep. I'm a really good napper.
I love to dream. George doesn't need as much sleep as everyone else, and he never tells me his dreams.
I have a question.
Okay.
Let's backtrack just a skosh.
Please.
You were on Broadway at 12?
Yeah.
And you're from Kansas City?
Yep.
So how does that happen?
I have been working professionally in Kansas City since I was, like, 10. So I already knew that I was like, oh, I kind of want to do this.
Theater or dancing or both or all of it or what?
It was, like, professional theater around Kansas
okay.
City. So I was here in New York for my, like, spring break, and a mom of this group from my dance studio was here and was like, she told my mom that Sound of Music was having auditions and I should go. And we were like...
And you just happened to be in...
Okay. Yeah, we were here for spring break. So...
With your book.
I don't even know, like, how this happened. I think my mom, like, always just, like, in case we came to New York, like, she traveled with, like, a few songs of mine, which is so, like, random. And my parents are not stage parents at all, but they're just really prepared and smart and good. So she, like, called up casting... Which I, to this day, don't know how this happened.
Hi, casting?
Yeah, and...
Hi, Bernie, please.
And they were like, sure, come on by at this time and come on in. I, like, had this audition at NOLA, and I sang in this dress that we bought from The Gap that is now the AT&T store on 57th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I remember it well.
Like, right before the Turnstiles entrance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, on the south side.
Correct.
So...
Across from CVS.
Yes. Which used to be, like,
and,
a CompUSA.
And a Nordstrom Rack that's coming
I'm
in.
I'm so excited.
Dude, continue.
So I go in, I sing, and they were like, great, can you come back next weekend for callbacks? And my mom was like, sure. So we flew back, and it was actually calls for the tour of the Broadway show. But, like, all of the creative team was there. There were tons of kids in the hallways. And... I went in, I sang, I, like, had to prepare, like, a scene or two that they gave me, and then they tried to teach me a harmony line of, the hills are alive, and I did that. And then the casting guy came out, Jack Bowden, he came to my mom and was like, hey, so we're actually not considering Haley for the tour, we're considering her for the Broadway show. but don't tell her because we don't want to get her upset if she doesn't get it. So, but can you take her to the theater because we need to measure her to make sure that she fits the costumes that are already made because they're thousands and thousands of dollars. So they're like, yeah. So we go to the Martin Beck, which is the Hirschfeld now, and they measure me on the proscenium, and I'm a fourth of an inch too tall, and I didn't get it because they have to give you, like, a leeway to grow as a child.
Sure.
And then they called back, like, 2 days later, and we're like, you start Tuesday. So I, like, moved to New York with my mom, and then...
School, just whatever.
Yeah, it was, like, towards the end of my seventh grade year, so...
Right.
I had a tutor while I was in rehearsal, which was like 4 weeks, because I had 2 weeks for each role. And then I only had a few more weeks left of school, so my mom just, like, helped finish it. And I would just mail it back and forth, which I love tutoring a lot more, because I got, like, a week's worth of homework done in a day, because it was just me and the teacher.
Yeah.
It was great. And I got to go on a few times, and then the show closed a little too early. And I was supposed to go on for a whole week, and it closed the week before I was supposed to go on. So that was, like, soul-crushing as a 12-year-old.
Sure.
I was like, my life is over.
Sure.
But it was really cool. The end.
The end.
And then that's it.
That's it.
Was your family prepared to, like, go on the tour route, knowing that that's... Or until he said that they weren't considering you for that?
I don't...
Was that a decision they were ready to make?
I've never actually asked them or talked to them about that. I don't know.
Are you the only child?
Yeah.
Okay, so they could be like,
okay.
Haley's at...
Yeah, it's not like they have to worry about, like, Timmy's softball schedule, you know?
Fuck Timmy.
Screw Timmy. Get him out of here.
God damn it, Timothy.
It's just me.
Timothy. So then, like, what happened after that? We don't have to do the whole freaking thing, but...
So then, well, I was auditioning for... they were doing the Music Man revival, so I was up for that, and it came down...
So I was Sound of Music your equity card, too, or did you already have that from Kansas City?
Yeah, it was.
Great.
So it was down to me and this other girl, and she got it, because she was 18 at the time, and they didn't want to be hiring, guardians, but they still...
Well, she's not in Hello, Dolly right now, so...
I don't even know where she is. She was gorgeous.
We don't know that.
Bernadette Peters has a story like that.
Does she really?
Yeah, it's on one of her albums. It's something like in a bio that her mom wrote for her. It said that she played like Baby June on a tour of Gypsy, but she was the understudy.
Uh-huh.
So she wanted to apologize to whoever that actress was. And somebody from the audience yells like, her name was Susie.
No.
She's like, Susie. Well, Susie, I'm very sorry.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Cheers, Susie.
Cheers to Susie.
There's always a Susie.
Always. But they really liked me, and they were so kind, and I was, like, flying back to New York, like, what felt like every other weekend for, like, 2 years for auditions. So it was, like, for that, for Oklahoma. It was going to be for Into the Woods, but then 9/11 happened, so I was in high school by the time that was happening, and my dad was like, no more, no going back to New York. So then I, like, finished high school, and then I went to college for 1 year. It wasn't my thing, but then I was lucky enough to be cast in the Hairspray National Tour. So I
met you during that time, or I met you,
you
when
met
you were
me,
on Broadway.
Mm-hmm, during Broadway time.
Yeah.
So I did that for what would have been my sophomore year of college. And then I did the movie right after that, and then I did the Broadway show right after that. So I feel like my college was the University of Hairspray,
yeah.
Which was, like, the best thing ever.
That's legit. Because
UH.
Yeah. UH. I need a hat.
UH.
Yeah.
And the H's are, like, cans of...
Yes,
yeah.
The Hairspray cans.
I mean, you did Hairspray in all of its incarnations.
Literally. And then I did it regionally one other, like, after, way after Broadway. So it's like, I've checked off all of the lists.
No need to do it live.
Why not? I could take that check.
Fair.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, like, Hairspray is the best show ever. It's so much fun to do. If I could do it again, I could probably do my entire track right now. I still remember every step.
Good
it's just
girl.
The best. So, yeah, and then I've been, like, chugging it along ever since. So that's my, like, long-ass story.
Yeah.
I can say ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
You're my favorite.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, and then you did Wicked.
I did the Wicked tour.
You can't leave that out.
I played Glinda, which was, like, my dream role. And I did that for 13 months, and I loved it, and I would love to do it here. Call me Wicked.
Yeah. And she can come and go by Bubble.
Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing.
What?
It's a line in the fucking show.
Okay, you've got those covered.
Yeah.
Lines from shows covered.
Give us a few more.
Yeah.
From Wicked?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of my favorite ones. Oh, I don't like it on the spot. It has to be organic.
Okay.
Because sometimes
like
I don't know.
You interrupt a natural flow.
Yes,
with a
line.
Because sometimes I don't know that I know them.
Yes.
They just come out. I'm like, wait, what the fuck?
I know.
And then I'm like, oh, I guess I do know that obscure moment.
Yep.
Whatever. Sorry, y'all.
It was perfect.
Oh, I started to sweat.
We got you nervy.
Honey.
Yeah.
Nervy, I'm about to make you my new project.
Good.
See, that comes quicker than
yes.
Go.
We were going to play how many Beanie Feldsteins are in this jar. But I don't have any beans nor a jar.
Oh my God, that would have been so fun. She is the most lovely. I love her so much. Her new movie's coming out. You guys have to go see it. It's called Lady Bird. She's going to be a star.
Anything with the word lady in it, we do.
Lady Bird with Swearzy Ronan. How do you say your name?
Saoirse.
That one too.
Yep.
Swearzy. That's what did I say? I said that. That's cuckoo.
That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
And fucking Kay Baldwin.
She's a dream. Oh, okay.
I saw her understudy.
Yeah.
She is a dream.
She's great.
I had a dream that first of all, she had another kid.
Oh.
Second of all, she moved to 57th Street.
Mm.
All
things not true.
Not happening.
Yeah.
And that I was, like, babysitting her kids, even though she was home, but, like, she was in a ball gown.
Oh, dreams.
Just, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
With blocks.
What did you take before you fell asleep this night?
This was last night.
Oh.
Just a normal Friday night in New York.
Great.
Yeah, we had a really normal night.
Yeah. Nothing about last night.
Should ever be repeated.
Ever.
Hi-ho! 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 Hi-ho!
There are 7 very well-known dwarfs throughout history.
Oh, God.
If you were the 8th dwarf, what would your name be?
Oh, Sparkly.
Why do they all fucking start with S?
Wait, do they?
Except for what was Wendell's? Was it like something that
Margaret.
Was...
Margaret.
Margaret.
You are very sparkly.
Thank you.
And what a fucking joy.
Sparkly.
Sparkly. I don't know how I came up with that so fast.
You've been staring at that microphone since you
I know.
Walked in.
I don't think anyone knows, but it's all bedazzled and it's pink and I love it.
Speaking of bedazzled,
starring Elizabeth Hurley.
What's Britney up to?
Oh, y'all.
Spears?
Yeah.
Britney Spears. I'm a card-carrying member of her fan club.
As is my boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah. He's obsessed.
I literally have it in my wallet right there.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to take a picture of it.
I wonder if he
has
one.
She's still doing her Vegas show. We're a little nervous that she might have broken up with her boyfriend because she doesn't follow him on Instagram anymore.
Oh, no.
It's very scary. We really liked him.
Because he was a normal.
Yeah,
right?
And, like, gorge. He was a gorge dude. I'm not a fan of her lips. They're a little too lippy for me.
Lippy Hedren.
Good. See? Quick. But I love her fashion videos that she posts, and her bod is sick right now.
She's killing it.
Yeah, she's nailing it.
There's a really great video of her from, like, the early aughts, like, being interviewed through some hotel lobby, and she's talking about how much she loves these new drinks called Frappuccinos.
Yes.
What a blurs from the purse.
Yeah. It makes me giggle. These new drinks, these slushy drinks, they're Frappuccinos.
Frappuccinos. So good.
I just wanted the update from your mouth.
Thank you.
Because I'm
on I'm on a text thread with two friends. The text thread is called Brittany. And all we do is text about Brittany.
Brittany to know.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have the same thread with the same people on Instagram. And we send each other
things.
Like old videos that we find from fan sites.
Sure.
Urban Outfitters just came out with a red cat suit that's for sale. And
no, they didn't.
Wear it to Halloween.
I thought about it. I really did think about it.
Did we talk about what you're wearing to Halloween?
Floral number. Gown.
Okay, like you're dressing up.
I'll
but you're not
you.
Dressing up. You're not going in a costume.
Yeah, I honestly don't have time.
Go as the Secret Garden.
Oh, I should put like a...
Some people go all out, but Gloria Steinem just put alien things on her head and wore a black cardigan,
well,
so...
Perfect.
Yes.
It's all Sachin and Bobby.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Dreams.
I love a low cut.
Thank you, me too.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, my October's going to be very, very busy, so I don't have any time. Like, this
Anything
today.
Anything you can talk about?
And then my next week, I can. Next week is the last week I'm free until November. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to do a dress and have someone do a little wig. I'm doing the Cher Lab of the Cher musical all of October.
My stomach just dropped.
If you could turn back time.
If
how is
I
that?
Find a way.
Wait, Dana, that's really good.
I don't know the words, but
I don't either. I'll know them by the end of October.
You're doing Jack McFarland doing.
If I could turn back time. That is so
better.
Good.
Nope.
You sound like Liza doing Deo in the back of that car.
That was so good.
I made it a ringtone.
No.
Yeah.
Out of all songs she chose...
God bless
why
her.
Why that song?
Well, now everyone is now thinking, Beetlejuice musical cast fucking Liza
yes.
in that role.
We all had a game. What would be your go-to? Can you still sing song? What would be yours?
Oh, what a great question.
Still
Children
sing?
Will listen.
Oh, okay. Dana?
Could I ever...
What's that?
Sing? It's not the name of a song.
Oh, I was
like, yeah,
like
what show is that from?
Like, what's that from?
I'm kind of a patter song gal.
Oh, great.
Would you pull out Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat?
Sit Down, You're Rockin' My Throat. I would do something like something Wayne Newton.
Cute.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Oh,
my range.
Mine was...
Apparently, if I could...
Mine was so ridiculous. Mine was Let Us Be Glad. Because it's very high and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why not?
I love lettuce.
I do, too.
Make skinny choices.
Make skinny choices, you guys.
That's the title of this episode.
Yes.
Take notes.
Haley Putchin takes notes on Kale Smithies.
Do you have any rituals?
In life or before
well,
the show?
Doing an 8-show week has got to be hard. Do you find yourself doing the same things every Monday?
I have a different framework for the same question.
Please help me out.
What aren't you doing during this 8-show week that you maybe usually do during a not 8-show week or a different 8-show week?
Ooh, good. Well, each show is so different. So, like, when I would do Wicked, like, I obviously warmed up my voice a lot more differently than I do for, let's say, Hello Dolly or my
let's
body.
Say.
Let's just say.
Because
pulling it out of a hat.
I don't have any lines in Hello Dolly, whereas
sure.
I had a few in Wicked.
Just a couple.
But
lots of low notes.
Yeah, just a few low tones.
Yeah.
Some shows I, like, work out, maybe during the show or outside of the show. This one, I've been so lazy. I tore my groin, like, a year ago. So it's been really difficult to, like, go work out. But that's fun. What else? Certain shows I, like, can't eat or drink certain things because if I have to sing a lot, then I can't have, like, red wine or milk or something, you know? Was that a good answer?
Yeah, you're a very good girl. You're a very good girl.
Or I feel like when I did Hairspray, it was such a young cast. Like, we would all go out together, like, every single night. We were going out. Whereas, like, when I did Something Rotten, everyone in that cast had, like, 97 Broadway shows on their own and their lives. And, like, we all loved each other very, very much. But we would most of the time go home afterwards.
Right. Every once in a while. In their 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Where Hairspray is, like...
We were all, 20s, like, 25, 21. Yeah, and I was, like, 19.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, whereas this show, like, we love to have, I call it Sunday Sip Sips. We have, like, a Sunday drink sometimes after our matinee. Or, like, every Sunday during the overture, because we're on the stage, we do a Soul Train Sunday. And sometimes Bette will come in and dance with us. But, yeah, each show is very different of, like, things that they do outside of the show or perhaps inside or I don't know.
Sure.
And then if you're in like the eighth year of Les Mis, like, then that's a whole different thing.
Sure. What is your experience on a Bette day versus a Donna day? Is your show unchanged or do you feel a different energy? Do you feel...
My show's the same. My show with a Donna versus Bette, like, it's not... Again, like, I don't really see them.
The entire time.
Yeah, it's really just, like, for me, it's a different listening thing. Like, Donna has a different key that she sings in for a few songs, and, like, she does a different little, like, musical riff than Bette will. Obviously, when Bette's there, like, a few crazies come out of the woodwork because, hello, it's Bette Midler. Like,
hello.
The other day we had people in the front row holding a sign the entire show that said... Bette rocks.
I was not there.
You
I
were
just
there.
Want to say that. That was not me.
No. But, you know,
I hope someone,
are
like, got a photo of that from, like, the conductor cam or something.
It was in my mind, so I got the photo.
Have you met her daughter?
I met her at opening. She was really sweet.
Yeah, she's really sweet.
If you wanted to cold call Bette Midler right now, could you?
No.
Please don't.
Please
don't.
That, that was not an invitation.
Like, we have a question for Bette.
Great.
No.
Let me ring her up.
I actually have a question about the Bette fall heard round the world.
The great fall of 2017.
Oh, my God. That's right. I was like, what fall?
Like, 30 seconds
after. You were the
first
person who texted me.
And I don't think that person who texted me was even there. So, I don't know how they knew that it happened, but I was immediately notified.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to ask what happened.
Okay, so...
No information.
Wait, where were you when Bette fell?
In my room.
I was at Flaming Saddles with a baby.
Oh, my God.
My friend from high school is in town with her two-month-old, and she's a cowgirl, and I brought her to Flaming Saddles with the baby.
Wow. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah. I give zero fucks.
So, we are about to enter for dancing, and I'm one of the four people who enter... for the very beginning of it.
For those who don't know, where is dancing in the show?
Sure. So dancing is after the big hat shop scene where Cornelius and Barnaby, like, are hiding from Vandergelder and
relatively
Irene.
Early in the show.
Yeah, it's like a little more than halfway through Act One. So the huge set piece of the hat shop starts... being taken upstage, and while it goes upstage, it also turns, so it can turn completely around. And Bette is the only one who stays on that set piece while it's moving. So we're entering, the set piece is turning, and a drop was called too early, and it has some light bulbs at the bottom of the drop, and because it was called too early, it hit the hat shop, and, you know, Bette was on the set, and they're yelling, you know, stop, stop. Our crew is amazing.
Are they yelling, and the audience can hear it?
I think so.
Like,
I don't know.
Like, it was a moment?
Well, you know, because the orchestra's playing, so I don't know how much they heard, but we heard it, and then... everything was kind of called to a stop. And
you're off stage.
No, I'm entering the stage. Like, I'm on
entering.
The stage
okay.
as it's happening. And then we run off. And so I don't see what's happening with Bette. But apparently, because the set is moving and she's on it and standing, and it was then called to an abrupt stop, like, I think it just, like, jolted her. And she kind of, like, I think just fell to protect herself because things above her were like little light bulbs were kind of crackling and stuff.
Sure, and you're wearing 50 pounds of hat.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, she fell, but like she was off the stage and then was like, should I go out there and like sing a song for the audience? Like she legitimately asked that. And she's such a rock star. And our stage managers were like, no, you can go like rest, or like we have a physical therapist there all the time. And they're like, do you need PT? Like we'll get Laura in there and come, you know, rub you down, whatever you need. She's like, okay, but let me know. I can go out there and perform. And what she's just the best.
What did she mean by that? Like a song?
Like while they fix it.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I mean, they had to bring in the curtain.
The boys, when all
can
the
you imagine in her Dolly costume singing from the Bette catalog?
Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. In For the Boys, when all the power goes out.
Yep. 100%.
P.S. I love you, N.A.
Yeah.
I can't.
I know. I think it would have been so cool.
Anyway, that's great.
And the show stopped for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think 10 minutes. Our crew cleaned it up. They were incredible. And then, you know, given the powers of social media, like, everyone was going nutso of, like, oh, my gosh, is she okay? And it's like, she's great. She's awesome, you know. But everyone's like, that fell. And it's like, she was fine.
I mean, she does live theater all the time. Not theater, but, like, her own shows.
Yeah.
Are huge productions.
Yeah. I know.
So
I wish
good.
I could have seen it.
I just, when people are like, Bette fell, and notify me, I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Is there blood?
Exactly.
Is her face okay?
Yeah.
Sure.
But she was great.
She's low to the ground anyway. Like,
exactly. She's very teensy tiny.
Absolutely. What was her opening night gift to everyone?
It was different. So I think the guys got a Tiffany wine opener. I think us girls got these little Tiffany frames that you they like open like a book and it says Hello Bette on it. That was like engraved. I don't know what else like other people got.
Are you staying through Bernadette? Have you worked with her before?
I never have, and I'm so excited. I'm also, like, really stoked to work with Victor Garber.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think he's so handsome, and he's going to be so good.
Victor Garber.
I love you.
I think they're both going to be so wonderful. Yeah. I mean, it's Lily St. Regis. I'm dying
Come
over
on.
That.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be exciting.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
You have to come back.
I have to come back. I want to see Donna.
I do,
I
too.
Need to see Kate.
Yeah.
Scott Rudin is cleaning me out.
Yep. You can come through me. I'll get you standing room.
Since 2013.
Stand. Mm-hmm. We have, like, 8 more minutes.
Okay.
Sorry, Orfe just texted me.
Oh, I didn't see that because it went blank.
That's what I was trying to show you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that happen.
Which is hilarious.
Star.
Do you read Orfe texts live? And in the room?
Let's let her get on the podcast first.
Okay.
She's doing our podcast at the end of October.
Congrats,
I'm
you guys.
Super stoked about it. Because, so Natalie, do you know Natalie Joy Johnson?
We've never met.
Weird.
I know. Hi, Natalie.
She's like a frequent correspondent
yeah.
with us. And they did Legally Blonde together. But Natalie played Paulette, the
right.
Orfe, on the tour. So we have some fun games in store, and I'm just very excited
oh,
for, like,
fun.
That specific niche
yeah.
to happen in one room.
I loved that show.
I did, too.
It was really fun.
I loved it. I remember, I may have told this on the podcast before, so cut it
it's
if
okay.
I have. I had just moved to New York when Legally Blonde and Grey Gardens
mm-hmm.
were both on at the same time, and I was in college, and, like, the theater students there were very divided. You were either Team Legally Blonde or Team
really?
Grey Gardens because you either were into like
the
art
artsy.
And
mm-hmm.
that or you were into jump rope production numbers.
Why not be both?
That's what I said because people were like, well, you need to pick one. And
no.
I'm like, go fuck yourselves. Not everything has to be Grey Gardens.
Yeah.
I love Grey. There are moods when I want to go. I want a Michael John Lacusa like thinker.
Yeah.
And there are times when I just want to go and, like, get a little stoned and live a dream.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not choosing.
No.
Michael John LeCusack?
Is that your Halloween costume?
Did I just paint a story?
That is your Halloween costume.
You're not going as Kathy Bates in Rat Race anymore.
Right.
You're going as Michael John LeCusack.
May she rest.
You should have bought a squirrel.
My roommate couldn't find the coffee filters.
Does yours use paper towels when you can't find them? My roommate does.
You guys, I have to go get in line for the Will and Grace panel at the Tribeca TV Festival.
Sure.
It sounds south of 14th Street.
It's 26th Street, I think.
Oh.
SVA Theater.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah.
That's where we went and saw Lena Dunham.
Yes, I think it's that theater.
See, you guys get to do cool things. I just gotta go back to work.
I'm going home and immediately taking my pants off.
Oh, that's what I do. Anytime I come home, I'm like, I have to have pants off.
Correct.
At all times.
All times.
Wintertime, I'll like put a sweat pant on.
Like a soft pant.
Yes, major soft pant.
A soft pant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad we have that in common.
And with that.
With that
thank
soft
you
pant.
So much. Where can people find you besides on stage?
Oh.
At Hello Dolly at the Schubert Theater right here in New York City.
Right here.
Your Twitter, your
my
Instagram.
My Instagram is at Haley_Pachoon, Haley underscore Podschun. And my Twitter is at HeyPod22, HeyPod22.
That should be your podcast.
Yeah.
HeyPod22?
HeyPod.
Oh, yeah, HeyPod.
Yeah.
With Haley Pud.
Pachoon!
I love that.
Bless you.
Thanks.
I'll never forget that.
Never. Now, anytime you sneeze, you'll think of me, too.
Are we going to see you at the Broadway Flea Market tomorrow?
You are. I'll be there from, like, noon until 1.
Oh, you're doing your table?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I'm not they don't ask me to do signatures. I'm not that fancy.
Oh, no, we were going to ask you because Dana's coming later in the afternoon, and we're going to go live with the glittery microphone and just, like, go straight up.
And Billy Eichner it.
After the show.
Yell at
people. Oh, yeah.
If you want to come find us.
I'll come say hi for a little quick bit.
Great.
We have a person leaving the show, so we'll have a party after.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Happy trails to you,
whoever
you are.
Happy trails, Robert Hartwell. You're the greatest.
Get it, Robert Hartwell. If you're looking for another gig, you're welcome on our podcast.
He's starting his own gig at the Broadway Collective. You guys should check it out.
Get it.
It's very good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming between shows.
Anytime.
What a commitment.
So sweet.
I love you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
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 The podcast is produced by Dana Craig and Stephen Farazee. We want to thank Jesse Wiener for the original music and Joel Wagoner for creating our incredibly stupid theme song.
The sexy yet tasteful photo shoot was hosted by our dear friend Kevin Thomas Garcia. We want to know who you are. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at In The Room Pod. Like us on Facebook, In The Room with Stephen and Dana. If you'd like to be featured on the podcast or have thoughts, feelings, impressions, and or concerns, email us at intheroompod@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, rate and review, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
And remember to always podcast like no one is listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.